The rigor mortis tortoise, I heard someone call Moscow Mitch the other day. I'm not really a fan of third-grade name-calling, but I gotta say, what's good for the goose is certainly good for the gander. Back when Obama got word from Comey and the deep staters and the FBI, he came to Mitch to see if they could, in a bipartisan sort of way, make the case to the American public that our election was under assault by the Kremlin. Mitch, always a good patriot, said hell no, he'd play any move by Obama to warn the states that their voting booths were potentially being compromised as a favor to Hillary and the Democrats. This from the guy who refused to bring Obama's Supreme Court nominee to the Senate floor. Patriotism? You be the judge. Now it's turnabout, and I say fair play. Bill after bill to protect voting credibility gets shot down by Moscow Mitch. Mueller's only sign of life at the last hearing was an animated pronouncement that the Russians and probably other state actors were still attempting to manipulate our votes here in the USA. This from the guy who only said yes, no, could you repeat the question, or that's in the report. He made it clear the electoral process was under siege. Everyone in that committee room wanted to cry out, he's alive. Everyone in D.C. maybe except McConnell. Now, to be totally fair, I don't think Mitch is a Russian asset. I think he's a guy who would do anything to stay in power and to exert that power, and if anything got in his way, God help him. He will violate the Constitution. He will say and do anything, no matter how hypocritical. He will sacrifice the good of the country for himself and his party. Does that make him a Russian asset? No, but the Russians must love him anyway. And the Republicans must, too. But let's be clear here. The tide will turn, and some election in the future, the Republicans will be at the wrong end of the barrel. Nobody wins Russian roulette, not if they play long enough, except, well, maybe the Russians.